I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. Senator Patrick Leahy says Republican Senate leaders are using pressure tactics to try to win approval for the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Leahy's proposal to rein in the government's electronic surveillance program is at the heart of the dispute in Washington.
Unless Congress acts by the end of the month, the Patriot Act will expire. It's legislation that was passed following the terrorist attacks of September 11th, and it gave the federal government new power to conduct surveillance operations. The House has already acted on this bill. Last week, it gave its strong support to legislation that makes it more difficult for the government to monitor phone records and emails. Senator Patrick Leahy is the lead sponsor of a similar amendment in the Senate. While a majority of senators support the Leahy plan, there aren't the 60 votes necessary to block a filibuster. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes Leahy's amendment because he thinks it will weaken anti-terrorism programs. McConnell is threatening to let the Patriot Act expire rather than accept Leahy's proposal. Leahy is very disappointed by this decision.
Trying to use a pressure tactic to ignore the Constitution, pressure tactic to ignore the rights of Americans, I think that's the wrong way to go. This Vermonter pleads very strongly in protecting our privacy.
Leahy is convinced that maintaining the government surveillance programs will not make this country safer from a future terrorist attack.
The biggest threat any nation can face is that their own government tries to trample their rights. As long as I'm in the United States Senate, I will not support something that allows my government, I don't care if it's Democratic or Republican president, to trample my rights and the rights of my fellow Vermonters.
Leahy wants McConnell to schedule a vote on his amendment. He says this is a clear case where a majority of senators support it.
Not filibuster it, but just straight up or down. 51 wins. That's the way you usually think of it. The majority wins. If we have a straight up or down vote on the House bill, it will pass. It'll be on the president's desk by tomorrow, and he'll sign it.
The Senate is scheduled to break for the Memorial Day recess later Friday. However, if this dispute isn't settled, it's possible that the Senate will be called back for a rare weekend session. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.